Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein, your host, and today we're here with Dylan Larson. Welcome, Dylan.
Thanks, Allison.
What do you do at Intel?
I am the Director of Server Platform Technology Marketing. I work across a broad range of different server technologies, everything from virtualization to power management, kicking off some security efforts, as well as our hardware enabling and software prioritization efforts.
So today's topic is virtualization, and in particular, virtualization 2.0. Can you give us a sense of what that is?
If we look at virtualization 1.0, it was all about server consolidation. So it's very much about taking more and more virtual servers and putting them onto a single piece of hardware. When we look at virtualization 2.0, we really look at that as a new set of usage models for end users. Two that we talk about most frequently are disaster recovery, high availability, and dynamic load balancing in the data center. At its very essence, I think virtualization 2.0 is all about moving a virtual machine around the data center to achieve these operational objectives.
So basically, it's giving you the flexibility to on-the-fly move resources, or is this something that happens once and then you're done?
The idea is to move it around as the need warrants. So in the early stages of virtualization 2.0, you could see more static types of moves, but having all the capability in place to make that move in a very flexible way. And then over time, I think you could see more and more automation being established.
So it sounds like a cool concept. Are there specific software and hardware underpinnings that need to be in place to make this happen?
Absolutely. I think that, one, you really want to be able to have a large pool of virtualized resources. The size of the virtualized pool is sort of proportional to the value of that virtualized investment. They could be in one data center or in one data center and another across the world. Number two is have the right level of I/O performance to move these what tend to be large files around the data center.
From a user perspective, is there any learning curve in moving from a consolidation model to one where you're driving live migrations?
It's not sort of a totally new thing they have to learn, but it is a different set of capabilities that are going to be expected to make the best use of that infrastructure.
And what type of customers are seeing this as a value from an early deployment standpoint?
The virtualization community has done a pretty good job at talking about the way they can use this moving a virtual machine around to deliver on disaster recovery, for example. And I would say generally, people want to do this. And the ones that aren't doing it today see the value and want to start to do it.
So Dylan, when we look at the actual technologies that Intel is delivering for virtualization, there's quite a few of them.
Yeah, there are quite a few pieces of the virtualization initiative that we focus on. It starts with virtualization technology, the top line message, right? And then what we've done is we've segmented that to a number of different capability areas, starting with VTX, which is the virtualization technology for the Intel architecture-based systems, VTI, which is a virtualization technology for our Itanium systems. And then we looked at specific new capabilities. I mentioned I/O. Virtualization technology for directed I/O, also called VTD, which is the idea of being able to directly assign a virtual machine to a particular hardware device to improve the performance and reduce overhead. And then VTC, virtualization technology for connectivity, is really all about advances we were able to do in the networking stack to improve the networking performance.
Should we expect any other VT, pick a letter, coming soon for the next wave of virtualization?
We do have two other technologies, one called VT Flex Priority, which is essentially a way to improve interrupt handling in virtualization to improve performance, and then the other technology called Intel VT Flex Migration.
And Flex Migration is really one of the key technologies for virtualization 2.0, isn't it? Can you describe what that does?
It really is. Flex Migration technology is essentially the ability to build a larger pool of virtualized resources independent of the fact that may have different generations of Intel technology underneath.
It seems like in this new model of live migrations, the actual hardware platform matters a little bit more than it did in the world of consolidation.
Absolutely. The first thing you have to do is choose your hardware platform, because that is going to be the driver of the core capability for your pool of virtualized resource. And that pool is going to be something you're going to want to add to over time to increase the flexibility of the infrastructure.
What type of work does Intel need to do with the ecosystem to make this a reality?
First and foremost, we have to work with the key virtualization software vendors to be able to drive the support for our capabilities into their software stacks.
There's been a lot of talk about people, you know, reducing the number of servers in their data center. How is this good for Intel?
It's good for Intel because it's good for the end user. It's a technology that's here, we can't turn back the clock, and it delivers real value.
When you were growing up, did you know that you were going to be the king of servers?
No, I didn't, actually. I've always really liked technology. I'm super excited about the role I'm in now because I do get to be the king of server technologies for a day at least.
Well, Dylan, I wish you luck with the future of virtualization 2.0.
Thank you very much, Allison.
Thanks for being here today.